to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
How long ago did Prince die?
I know. I saw this.
Do you guys know?
I thought it was like...
It hasn't been a whole year.
Last year?
How long? How many months?
6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
Spanish?
I'll guess 8 months.
8 months. It's exactly 1 year today.
No way.
You gotta be kidding me.
Stop.
Like, if you would have asked me without me looking at this, I would have said, probably about 4, maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
That's what I would have said, about 4 months.
Jesus.
What? I thought you got electrocuted.
I'm so glad he got that seizures. Apple TV.
He's got shot by a sniper. What's going on with the light?
Put the camera out of focus, too.
The light just flickered in Galvin's face, but Galvin threw his headphones off. I got to get electrocuted.
Where am I?
You just got
to go
black.
Towards the light?
Shirley, look at the camera. The camera's out of focus now.
Lord.
By the way, I don't like my camera. I don't like my camera either.
Yeah, can we talk
my
about
my angles?
Come on, joke. Can you give us sexy angles?
I don't know. Since I lost all this weight, my camera looks great.
Well, you're. I could have got you so good.
I can't tell you, it doesn't look that good, Spanish. Yeah. You see your bald spot a lot.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, there was something the other day.
There was
something you did the other day. Oh, when you were spinning in the chair for
Oh, I saw that.
It was like bald spot.
I know.
Bald spot.
And he's not even 30.
Oh. I'm 30 this year.
You should shave your head like your brother.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
No?
That's admitting defeat.
By the way, don't try and feel good in this room.
No.
No. Since I lost all this weight, but you're going bald.
John Brennan's father.
Short.
John Brennan's father used to tell him, I don't understand how you're the one that gets picked on for being skinny.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
That's
so
queer.
Do you know how I knew I had a bald spot?
People told you?
No, my wedding photos.
So my
wedding photographer had two photographers and one shot from the balcony up above. And I went, what's wrong with his camera? And they're like, why? And they go, he put spots in everybody's head. What does that mean? Except I'm the only one who seems to have grown out from that spot. Although, you know, his hair is getting really bad.
Who?
Pete.
Yeah?
Because Pete dyes his hair.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. He like dyes it black.
I didn't know that.
What color would it be?
Brown.
But gray.
Really?
Gray. Well, he gets gray like on the sides.
How old is Pete?
He's a year younger than me. 44? Yeah. Well, so
how old are you?
1 year older than Pete. Figure it out.
Well, you asked. You go 44.
Well, he'll be 45 in September.
Okay.
So his hair, though, is so thin that I could see like scalp all. If you look at it, he's all scalp.
Dude, I don't understand. We have someone. We know someone that could help all of you.
Yeah,
guys,
but there's a matter of guys
problems.
Who care and don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you notice it and you get picked on about it and it's something that
right.
you, like, even,
I'm
like,
the only one who's picking on Pete about it. Look
right.
at Chase. Chase, before he went to Dr. Bassett, he was like, I can't get a girl. Got hair, and then he's getting married.
Yeah.
He went ahead and married the first hot girl he got after he got
Doesn't
hair.
Have to wear hats all the
I got
time.
Abs now, so they can take my hair. Take it. I don't even care. Take
you
it
think
all.
Abs okay. over hair?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they
really?
Care hair over
not?
Abs all day.
Yeah, I don't know.
Both.
Why not both? Yep. Great question.
Yeah. I want cake
great
and ice cream.
Question.
No, no.
What kind
You're not
going to
have abs after that. That's not how it
that's
works.
That's different. Yeah, that's fine.
When are you going to shave your neck?
I don't know. Richard always makes fun of me. Probably.
It's gross.
I was thinking about just doing the.
You can't wear a collared shirt and have a hairy neck.
I want to get that laser where they get rid of it from like here down.
What if 10 years from now it's super cool to have a neck beard?
I don't think so. I don't
well, you never know,
neck.
Though. You never
just
know.
What if you shave?
I mean, look at people who have tribal tattoos.
That's not me. By the way, I don't have a tribal tattoo.
You don't?
No.
What is it?
You don't know. It's a secret code. If I hold it up against a stained glass window, it says on the
loser.
Oh, everybody's so funny today, Galvin, right? Carmen, he's the funniest he's been. I tried to make fun of Galvin's crest tattoos.
Yeah.
And I was like, what does that even mean? And he's like, oh, it's my family. It's where I'm from. And he's like, what does yours mean? You're from Metropolis?
That's so funny.
too quick. It's too quick. It's not fair.
Jerks.
It's so good.
Yeah, so anyways, Prince has been dead for a year.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Probably made fun of my tattoos.
He would have.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Talk to my only friend alive right now. Good morning, hello.
Hey, way to go Spanish on the drum box.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Oh, yeah, you guys can jam together. Go over to his house. You, the ducks, him.
Jam it out.
Doom, doom, wah. Doom,
and you can call your band unlistenable.
Hey, Avocado, somebody suggested that the reason your leg is so purple is because you eat so much eggplant.
Instead of sending an eggplant emoji, just send a picture of Avocado's leg.
Oh, hey,
does that turn you on? You like that?
What's on the agenda for the weekend, Avocado?
Well, I'm looking for... Can I borrow one of your ukuleles?
Yeah, sure. I got a whole bunch of them.
Oh, because I bet you I'd like to do like a ukulele battle next year with Jake.
Good idea.
I could learn in a year.
All right, start practicing. You can't learn how to play Panama in a year.
Yeah, I can figure that out, too. But now, check out. Remember that restaurant that went with, like, TG...
We already did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too late.
It's terrible.
Oh, sorry.
Just wake up?
Gavin, how much do you charge for drum lessons?
$1 million per second. So, whenever you're ready, let me know.
Gavin changed his second just in case he had money we didn't know about. Just in case he was like, I got a fund.
Yeah.
Why? You want to take drum lessons?
Yeah, but Steve Wacko's gave lessons.
Yeah, well, Steve Wacko.
I will tell you this: I am.
Who the hell is Steve Wacko?
Yes. I am certainly not giving lessons. I could take some lessons.
Who is Steve Wacko's?
Wacko's of Sabotage. Are you kidding me?
Nope, that's serious. Steve Wacko from Sabotage gave lessons.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Whoa! Don't write me off like that.
Oh, okay. I'm here.
Who is Steve Wacko's?
He's the drummer of Sabotage.
But why do you say it like he's Alex Van Halen?
Well, he's a world-class drummer.
Wow.
But he is.
Galvin didn't know he was. Galvin's a drummer.
Oh, no. Steve Wacko's is my second favorite drummer.
I would imagine he's very good. But
who's your first favorite?
Neil Peart. No, it's not Peart. It's Peart. No, it's Peart.
No, it's Peart.
It's Peart. You said it right. Yeah.
Making me nervous.
And my third favorite will be Galvin.
Oh, thank you.
Man, he's up there with him.
Yep, right in there.
Yeah. So, do you have a three favorites of each instrument? You got a deep roster there. Do you have three favorite bass players?
Well, Geddy Lee.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then,
Billy Sheehan? Jaco Pastorius?
Yeah.
Wolfman? Scott the Wolfman.
Victor Wooten?
No.
Oh, Wolfman's good.
My fourth drummer would be Mickey D from...
come on.
Mickey D? What's his
name? Yeah, Ramones. We got it.
From King Diamond.
Oh.
King Diamond?
Yeah.
All right. What about your favorite guitar players?
It would first go with Alex Lifeson of Rush.
Mm-hmm.
And then Eddie Van Halen.
Uh-huh.
And then Chris Oliva of Sabotage.
Oh, I like Sabotage.
Yeah, how about that? And Rush.
All right.
By the way, so is Rush your favorite band of all time? Because your favorite drummer, or was Neil Peart number two?
It was after
Geddy Lee was number one
after
for bass.
Steve Wackles.
And Alex Lifeson number one for guitar, so you must love Rush.
Well, that's my first influence in the beginning.
Okay.
And you can tell he's heavily influenced by Rush and a couple other bands.
Yeah, like A Passage to Bangkok and all those old hits and, you know, there's this
list. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, it's getting too real of a conversation. Okay, have a good weekend, Avocado. All right, you too. Joel, good morning. You're on the mic. Out the show.
Morning, guys.
Hello, Joel.
I just want to let Galvin know about a guy I saw on YouTube named Charlie Parra. He's an amazing metal guitarist. If you search the popcorn song Goes Metal, it's that old Hot Butter song, the guy is phenomenal. And I also wondered if you have heard of the Disney songs done in metal. They're done by actual metal artists, like they've got the
We were playing it a while ago on here. In fact, Spanish, I think, even downloaded
it. I bought the album on iTunes.
Thing, yeah.
But once you find Charlie Parra, he's got like 30 songs in 3 minutes. He's got the four major metal songs, Megadeth and stuff like that. He's just phenomenal.
All right.
He speaks Spanish. So
he's Peruvian.
Not sure what country he's from.
He's Peruvian, yeah.
He's amazing.
All right, thank you.
All right.
I'd rather talk to Avo about bass player depth chart.
Yes, that's a man.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's talk more about Shredders on guitar.
He's pretty well with the music. He's pretty good. You know, I hung out with Steve Walker a lot, too, and he lived, you know, behind on the next street from me.
You know Steve Walker, too?
Oh, yeah. I know him when he was like a kid, and he grew up into, like, when he got his first drum kit, and he just kept building up. He was in a band called Blaze, and then went to Avatar and Sabotage, you know, like, over the years.
Yeah.
And John
you should be like the VH1 Behind the Music guy.
Yeah, no, John Lee, I knew back in the...
Except for it's was VH1 Behind the Dumpster.
I mean... A long time ago, it was a band.
Nobody really cares.
Yeah, what do you got going on this weekend?
Oh, yeah, there's a festival in Newport, Richie, called the Sea Fest with blues bands at Sins Park all weekend that long. A lot of good ones, too. Eric Ells is playing Saturday night.
Oh, Eric Ells is good.
And Selwyn Bertrand on Sunday is the headliner, and I think Bob Hope Band's playing Sins Park tonight.
Bob Hope Band?
Yeah.
Thanks for the memories.
It's wild. It's wild to be here. Look at this guy wearing a body glove
shirt. They've been around like a long time, you know. Yeah. It's nice to see my Bourbon Street along with the...
Oh, Jesus.
What's where talking? Bourbon Street used to be?
right on US 19. And
no, I know. What is there now?
They renovated the whole shopping center. It's gone.
What about the gun range? Is there a gun range over there?
The gun range is the thing that kind of killed it.
Yeah, good. Well, more gun ranges, less Bourbon Street.
I mean, why do they, put a gun range next to the bar, you know, they kind of scare people as both, like, go through the wall and kill the musicians and people showing up there, you know?
Yeah, I do know. Okay,
is that a routine you're working on?
Yeah.
Is he working on material on us now?
Sometimes I just give him too much,
yes.
Too much yes, too
I
much
agree.
Credit.
Yeah, I agree.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.